views and opinions expressed here are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. This podcast may contain adult language. Audience members' discretion is advised. Hey guys, what's going on? I'm your host, Dottie, with another episode of Political Vibes. It's been a minute, and I am truly sorry for not making any podcasts lately, but I hope you guys understand this whole pandemic that's been going on. Coronavirus, aka COVID-19, it has swamped the news cycle, and it's just been a hell of a ride so far, not in a good way. So I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's healthy. I hope everybody's family healthy. And I want to, again, guys, thank you for, supporting my podcast and tuning in. And I'm not here to do this for money or anything like that. Even if I try, I doubt it will go anywhere. I'm just doing this because I have a passion for it, and it's some people that look for me to be their news source. So this is why I'm doing this, not because of anything else but those two things that I just said. And again, I hope everybody's doing okay. I hope everybody's healthy. Their family, friends, loved ones are doing okay. My family's okay. My friends are okay. My loved ones are okay. And I hope that that continues. Today, I wanted to talk about, not specifically about the coronavirus, aka COVID-19, but the economic collapse that we've been experiencing. I feel like it has reached majority of us. Majority of us aren't millionaires. Majority of us aren't billionaires. So, you know, I feel like it has hit a bunch of people. And I just wanted to pretty much give a rundown on what's been going on, economic wise during this whole pandemic. As you guys know, I'm pretty sure by now you've heard of the stimulus check that we've supposed to be getting. I have gotten mine. I know a few people who've gotten theirs. And I know a lot of people who haven't received theirs yet. And I tell you what, this virus has really, really put in perspective a lot of things that's currently wrong with our way of governing. And if you haven't really been paying attention to that, I don't know where you've been the last couple of months, but this pandemic almost forces you. Well, not almost, it forces you to pay attention. And this pandemic has, you know, it has shown the cracks within our government system, and our government system supposed to work for us, especially in a crisis like this, because it is a crisis. A lot of people haven't got their stimulus checks, and it's just so much that's going on with it. It's almost like they're not trying to give out any money to help people, even during a crisis like that, like this. And it's pretty sad. But there is hope. There is hope. And that's what we have to rely on, is hope. If we don't have that, we don't have nothing. And I don't really have too much hope in our government system as of now, but I do have hope that it will change. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in the next 4 years. And I hate to sound like that, but I'm just trying to be as realistic as possible. But I do have hope that one day we will get our act together and have our government system actually working for us. So that's what I wanted to talk about in this first segment. I really, really wanted to nail home the point that this just ain't it, Chief. Just to be black and white about it, it's just not it. This system which we're running right now to help people out in this time of need is not helping people out the way that they need to be helped out, plain and simple. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and in the next segment, I'm going to lay out the hope part. And it is a groundbreaking plan for stimulating the economy during this pandemic. And I think majority of us are starting to catch on, which is a good thing. So we're going to take a short break, and we will be back after this. Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to Political Vibes. So in the previous segment, before we went to break, I wanted to talk about the groundbreaking proposal for stimulating the economy during this pandemic. And it does seem like a lot more of Americans is starting to catch on. So I just wanted to give you guys some minor quick updates on to what's been going on behind the scenes in Congress. So apparently there's been a number of Democratic lawmakers pushing for a monthly UBI, universal basic income, while this pandemic continues. For example, representatives like Tim Ryan and Ro Khanna, I believe I heard that Elizabeth Warren had something to do with this proposal. They're proposing $2,000 monthly until this pandemic slows down. it would last at least 6 months. I honestly think that that is a great progressive proposal. It's just, is it going to get passed in a Republican Senate? You know, the House can make proposals all day, but if it's not going to gain any traction in the Senate, then it's kind of a bust. But on the other side, there was a poll. The poll is called Data for Progress. They're in partnership with the Justice Collaborative Institute. And it did find majority of Americans, including a majority of Republicans, that are in favor of this legislation, which is the $2,000 monthly until this pandemic is over. I just don't think that a lot of people are going to say that that's a bad idea. You have some, but I don't think that's the majority. And by viewing this poll, it's pretty high numbers in both parties. In the Democratic supporters and the Republican supporters, they really, really find this bill or this piece of legislation, they really are both in favor of it, which is a good thing, obviously. Nationally, a majority of the public see one-time payments of $2,000 as insufficient. And that's kind of what's going on now with the whole one-time payment of $1,200. I don't know about you, but the place where I live at, the apartment complex which I live in, rent is almost $1,000 a month. So if the states are closing businesses down, if they say that you can't go out and work, how are they going to expect you to pay your bills? And that's where the government should step in and supply their people with, again, universal basic income of at least $2,000. If you're going to not hold these payments, these mortgages or rent or light bill or water bill or insurance, etc., if you're not going to hold these things or put these things on pause, then how are you expecting people, especially in a state like mine, Alabama, who relies on small business? This state literally relies on small business to flourish. And if you're not going to have these places of business open, which I think is a good move during this pandemic, you should put money in people's pocket. And if you're so worried about the economy, then if you put money in people's pocket, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to spend it. Simple. So again, I mean, nationally, a majority of the public see a one-time payment of $2,000 as insufficient. 66% prefer reoccurring payments of $2,000 until a year after the president declares an end to the federal state emergency. I don't think that's too much to ask. And again, 66% of Americans in the United States of America wants to see this happen. It's overwhelming. Like, I don't understand why it's even up for debate. But, you know, that's just how our country rolls, apparently. We always have to debate on things, even if it's life or death. Even if it's something as simple as, okay, well, the majority of Americans are out of work. So, obviously, we need to supply them with money in their pockets. But yet, you have Republicans, you have some Democrats who are opposed to this idea. And it's just bizarre, and it's infuriating, and it's un-American. It really, really is. And the problem with America today is we only care about something if it directly affects us or our families. Then we want to pay attention to it. It should not take us, not take people being kicked out on the streets, or your family to be kicked out, you and your family to be kicked out of your apartment or house because you can't pay your bills because you're out of work due to a pandemic that's out of your control. It should not take that to happen for majority of us to come to realization that we need to demand this from our government to sustain us until this pandemic is over. It just should not be this difficult. It just shouldn't. So I'm going to continue reading. It also says a majority of Republicans, 52% of Republicans, also agree with this view. So it's not just Democrats. It's not just liberals. This is something that Republicans want too, and it's not getting done by our government, by Congress. It's not getting done. And instead of us being sucked into, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, instead of us getting sucked into this whole political nonsense, how about we take the time out to put differences aside? Because we're literally talking about life or death. Put our political biases aside and do the common sense thing here. And that's to come together and demand that our government do this, carry this out. It's no reason why the majority of Democrats and the majority of Republicans agree on the same thing and it's not getting done. You ask any other congressperson, they always say, well, we have to reach a bipartisan deal. This is bipartisan. You have the Democratic Party and you have the Republican Party. People, majority of people saying that they agree with this. Something has to get done. Also, the majority of us who are worried about paying our bills, let's keep it real, are in need of more funding. I'll be the first one to vouch for this. I'll be the first one to come out and say, yes, I need more money because I cannot afford my rent with what I'm making right now by myself. I have a roommate and they are out of a job, and my roommate is a bartender. Okay. Works on the beach. The beach is closed. The bars are closed. The restaurants are closed. And they've been out of the job now for over a month, going into 2 months. Okay. They have finally gotten their stimulus check, and they're still, my roommate is still to this day waiting on unemployment. And quick note, guys, if you didn't know this or not, but the last time I checked, it was over 16 million people, in counting, that are unemployed right now. 16 million. And I guarantee you, if I go do some more research and check the stats, I guarantee you it's at least over 20 million people now. Sad. Sad. So like I was saying, the majority of us who are worried about paying bills, like include myself, include like my roommate, are in need of more funding. And what we've been offered by Congress so far, let's keep it real, it has been insufficient. What our government has been providing us so far has been insufficient. You have other countries, like Canada, for example, who are supplying their people with $2,000 a month. I want to say it's for the next 4 months. So I don't know what they're going to do if this thing carries on after the 4 month period, but damn it, it seems like they're on the right path of doing things right, the right way. And it's a shame that America, which is the wealthiest country in the world, are the stingiest people when it comes to helping their people out. We want your vote. We want your vote. But when shit hits the fan, don't be calling on Congress to help you out. It's really pathetic and it's really sad. And you should be infuriated too, because I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. Republican or Democrat, I don't care what your party affiliation is. We got to start using our brain, people. This isn't a game. But the problem is, it's a lot of us think it's a game. And guess what? It's a lot of people who are in power right now think that this is a game. And you think they give a damn? They're not worried about having to worry about paying their rent next month, how they're going to make ends meet, how they're going to buy groceries. And again, that's America's problem. If it's not affecting you directly yet, then it's F everybody else. And every time I think about scenarios like that, all I think about is what Donald Trump says, what President Trump says, America first. And it's a lot of people take that to heart, especially a lot of his voters. But it's a lot of people take that to heart. It's a lot of people take that to heart because they look at it like, okay, well, I'm good. And my family's good. And I don't care if the person down the street who is a nice guy or who is a nice woman with their kids or whatever the case may be, I don't care that they're struggling to make ends meet. I don't care that they're worrying about putting groceries or food on the table to eat. I don't care if they don't have the funds to in their savings account to fight this stuff off until it comes to an end. I don't care because it's not affecting me personally. So I don't care. And that's a lot of, unfortunately, that's a lot of our problems. And I tell you what, this coronavirus, AKA COVID-19, it's really, really putting everything in a bigger light, a bigger perspective on how capitalism does not work in a pandemic like this, in a crisis like this. It just doesn't work. And if you want to say, yeah, liberal, like that's just liberal talk, then you know what? I'd rather be a socialist and when my fellow people are in need, I want to be able to help them out because they have a family too. They have friends too. They have loved ones too. They have a life too. It's not always just about me. It's not always about that. We have to put ourselves in other people's shoes and feel where they're coming from. And again, I'm not worried about party affiliation. I work at a grocery store. I hear people who are Trump supporters saying that they're worried about how they're going to pay their bills next month because they work in the restaurant industry or they work this or work that and it's closed. I hear from non-Trump supporters. We're all feeling the same way here, people. But the key thing is, are we going to get over our political biases in order to conduct structural change in this country? So that's all I got for today, guys. I feel like I've ranted enough. But I just wanted to try to provide you guys some positive vibes. I wanted to try to give you guys some statistics. I wanted to give you guys some news, some new updated news that I've gotten. And again, I just hope that we all come to our senses, because this might be a thing, the plague that takes us out, and it'll be a damn shame, because we simply don't have healthcare for all, or we simply don't want to give out treatments or anything because we want to privatize it. We want to make money off of it. And that's a scary thing. That's a scary thing. So guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to my podcast. I'm going to try to be more consistent in the near future in making more podcasts. I actually just got a new mic and for my podcast, and I'm loving it. I don't know how to act right now. But I do have a new mic, and so hopefully you guys can hear me a lot more clear in this episode than my previous ones. And yeah, guys, I'm gonna hopefully make another episode again pretty soon. I hope you guys like what you heard. And we're going to, I want to try to give you guys some information on how to contact me personally. So we're gonna take one final quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to just give you guys just my my contact information in case you guys want to like ask me a question or be on my podcast or give me ideas on what to talk about next. I'm always open to ideas. And yeah, guys, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hi guys, we're back here on Political Vibes. So, this last segment, I really just wanted to give you guys my contact information. I'm mainly on Twitter more than I am anything else on social media. And you can reach me on Twitter at DottieD92. That's DahDeE, the number 9 and the number 2. So you can reach me on there. You can also reach me on Facebook, Dodrick King, DoDrick, and last name King, King. So you can reach me on there. Preferably Twitter though, because like I said, I'm always on Twitter. And yeah, guys, if you want to send me an email, my email is kdodrick@yahoo.com. So that's K as in King, and my first name Dodrick, DoDrick, @yahoo.com. So yeah, guys, you can reach me there. Please, really, really always welcoming new voices and new friends. I'm really, really into politics, as you can tell. I have friends who are in politics, who likes politics as well. But it's always good to have a coalition. It really, really is. It's always good to have a bigger coalition. Because if we can unify a lot of, and don't take this out of context, I'm not calling you average, but if we could have a lot of more, if we can have a lot more average people taking a stance on things that affect us, then I really, really do think things will change. It just, we just have to be more conscious, and we just have to be more willing to gain knowledge on these matters, because if not, then the system is going to continue to screw over average people like me. You know, I'm not calling anybody average, because the value of your humanity is not based on your hourly wage. Everybody plays a part in our country. Everybody plays a part in this world. And if it wasn't for the little if it wasn't for the little guys, it wouldn't be the rich. It just wouldn't. If it wasn't for us average day workers, then you know, it wouldn't be any millionaires. It wouldn't be any billionaires. We are the ones who make this possible for them. And so we need to start acting like that. And we need to start demanding more pay. And we need to start demanding more rights that rich people have that average people do not have. So yeah, guys, just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. I try to tell myself that every day, in one way or another. And it's the truth. It's the truth. But you have to be a believer of it. We just can't have a small section of us who believe it. We have to have the majority of people who actually believe that. You should want better for yourself. You deserve it. You work every day, I'm sure. And you know, you get up when you don't want to sometimes, and you should have something that entices you to want to get up and go to work. And that should be higher wages, that should be equal health care, and so forth. And that's what we gotta, that's what we have to demand. That's what we have to demand. And we need to start doing that right now. So yeah, guys, so that will wrap it up for today's episode of Political Vibes. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys continue to listen, and I hope you guys really have a great Sunday. And yeah, guys, be safe out there. And I wish your friends, your families, and your loved ones that as well. Until next time, peace out.